tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, a rapper faces execution after criticizing the Iranian regime in his lyrics. What does his death sentence tell us about the strength or weakness of the Islamic Republic? That's after a short break.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It started in 2021 with a song that means rat hole in English.
If you covered your eyes, your hands are drenched with blood. You're a traitor if you have a platform, but your words reek of lies. Though you're far from the homeland, we still see. Remember, filth always leaks, even from behind the clouds.
The protest song hinted at the end of the Iranian regime and was a brutal retort to its sympathisers. Retribution was swift. Its creator, Toomaj Salehi, an Iranian rapper and the son of a former political prisoner, was quickly arrested by the police. He was later released on bail, but kept speaking out.
To Iran this evening, deadly protests sweeping across that country after the death of a young Iranian woman while in the custody of the morality police, accused of improperly wearing her headscarf.
After the death of Mahsa Amini, the Iranian government tried to stamp out public anger.
If anything, the protests in Iran are stepping up, despite the government's attempts to crack down on them, often with lethal violence.
Toomaj Salehi released another song in support of the protests, and this time, its lyrics were even more pointed.
Someone's crime was dancing with her in the wind. 44 years of your government, it's the year of failure.
He was arrested again and charged with spreading corruption on Earth. A couple of days later, a video emerged of Toomaj Salehi blindfolded and sitting on the floor. In it he says, I'm Toomaj Salehi. I said that I'm sorry. At the end of 2023, Toomaj Salehi was released and rearrested soon after. His crime this time? A video where he accused security officers of torturing him, injecting him, and breaking his arms and legs. Then, a couple of weeks ago, Toomaj Salehi was sentenced to death.
Say his name! Say his name!
Demonstrators protesting against his death sentence wore masks of the rapper's face and erected a mock gallows outside Downing Street in London, whilst other rappers like Meek Mill have come out in support of Toomaj Salehi. Activists in countries including Australia and the US have also called for him to be spared.
When he takes to the streets, when he takes pen to paper, when he uses his voice, the regime trembles. Why? Because he speaks for the people. Things that people don't dare to say, he says.
And videos have even emerged from inside Iran of people chanting, Toomaj Salehi must be freed. So what does his death sentence tell us about the Iranian regime? We'll have more after the break.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax,
and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
There are other political prisoners on death row in Iran. A US national kidnapped from Dubai also faces imminent execution. But it's clear that the Iranian regime wants to make an example out of Tumash Salehi. He'd initially avoided the death sentence thanks to a ruling by Iran's Supreme Court. But that was overturned by a lower court with deep ties to the Islamic Republic's hardline security forces. And it can be seen as part of Iran's latest crackdown on dissent in the country.
A woman is stopped on the streets of Tehran by women in black dress and men in uniform. They've noticed she's not covering her hair. So they grab her.
While Iran has been moving to the brink of all-out war with Israel, at home, it's been in a battle against its own people. 3 days before Iran launched missiles at Israel, Iran's supreme leader said that women must obey a strict dress code. A draconian chastity and hijab bill is currently making its way through parliament, and Iranian police have been arresting women who don't toe the line.
Members of the morality police taking to the streets to enforce the law on wearing hijabs. Women who refuse risk detention and re-education, or violence if they resist.
The Iranian regime may see it as a show of strength, but to many, it's a sign of vulnerability. After the death of Mahsa Amini, the protests eventually died down, but many Iranian women are continuing to show defiance, walking around cities with their hair uncovered. And on top of that, Iran is facing external pressures too. According to state media, Iran's Revolutionary Guard warned social media users against making pro-Israeli posts in the wake of the attack on their sworn enemy. If the Iranian regime was in complete control, it wouldn't be trying to wrestle it back. And if Tumash Salehi wasn't seen as a threat, he wouldn't be facing execution. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written by Xavier Greenwood and mixed by Emmy Harper.
Tortoise. Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Afua Hirsch.
I'm Peter Frankopan.
And in our podcast, Legacy, we explore the lives of some of the biggest characters in history.
This season, we're exploring the life of Cleopatra.
An iconic life full of romances, sieges, and tragedy. But who was the real Cleopatra? It feels like her story's been told by others with their own agenda for centuries.
But her legacy is enduring, and so we're going to dive into how her story has evolved all the way up to today.
I am so excited to talk about Cleopatra, Peter.
Love Cleopatra.
She is an icon.
She's the most famous woman in antiquity. It's got to be up there with the most famous woman of all time.
But I think there's a huge gap between how familiar people are with the idea of her compared to what they actually know about her life and character.
So for pyramids, Cleopatra, and Cleopatra's nose.
Follow Legacy now wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can binge entire seasons early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.